News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Bullying on Instagram follows children into their bedrooms at night, and Facebook knows it. That's the words of whistleblower Frances Haugen. She was addressing MPs in Britain yesterday. For more on this, we're joined by Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. It was interesting, Stella, to hear Frances Haugen. She was talking about when she was at school, she was saying, you know, there was an escape. You went home. You'd kind of 16 hours away from people who might be giving you a hard time at school. She was saying, today, kids have no escape.
She's so right, and it happens again and again and again, and we know it. We know that it's following the children home. We know that the bullying has kind of become this relentless pressure rather than just in school. And like, it was bad enough when it was in school when I was a kid, let alone that it can kind of be just all the time. And kids are literally afraid to go to sleep because they know it'll get worse tonight while I'm asleep. So how can you kind of go to sleep when you know you're being part of, you're being piled on, and it's happening while you're apparently meant to be kind of resting so that you can kind of start the next day?
She's
really doing something very amazing, coming out so harsh and so loud.
Yeah, I think actually we can just take a listen to Frances Haugen speaking to British MPs yesterday.
I have no doubt that the events we're seeing around the world, things like Myanmar and Ethiopia, those are the opening chapters, because engagement-based ranking does two things. One, it prioritizes and amplifies divisive, polarizing, extreme content. And two, it concentrates it. And so if Facebook comes back and says, only a tiny sliver of content on our platform is hate, or only a tiny sliver is violence, one, they can't detect it very well, so I don't know if I trust those numbers. But two, it gets hyper-concentrated in, you know, 5% of the population. And you only need 3% of the population on the streets to have a revolution.
Yeah, she also went on to say, which is probably more interesting in terms of the conversation we're having, that Facebook doesn't kick underage children off its app because it wants them to get hooked. She said Facebook could make a huge dent in the number of children under the age of 13 on the site if it wanted to, which is, it's pretty damning, isn't it, Stella?
Yeah, and I've kind of lived through it myself. I got a kid myself, and you kind of presume it's harder than it is for your children to join any of these platforms, and then your kids do it and you go, oh really, you just signed up and you're on, because you presume that if they're very young, they won't get past what the kind of the regulations that you presume are there. And it's only when you go and look for them, you realize they're not there. There isn't regulations. Anybody could sign up. And if your six-year-old is savvy enough, he could be signed up to it. And that's really frightening, because we live in a world where we presume a light regulation is relied upon. And it isn't there in the social media world. And that's the big thing that parents need to be very wary of.
She warned as many as 1 in 5 14-year-old users of Facebook and Instagram may be addicted to the apps. Is that going too far? Is that too extreme? Do you believe that yourself?
Yeah, you know, addiction is a strong word, and it's kind of got a clinical kind of meaning. But I would say dysfunctional habitual users, I would say that they have a kind of a toxic kind of reliance upon it. There's a multi-billion euro pound kind of driving behind this. And this would be psychologists who have created the apps to make sure that it keeps us online. Mm. And when you look at the science behind it, it's frightening. Basically, every time you get a like, you're getting a kick at dopamine. And if you look at gambling and if you look at online shopping, it's the same thing. It's wired in the same way. It's directed at the same part of the brain. And then the darker part of your brain, which is the shadow side of our brain, that's being brought out in a way that, let's say, it mightn't be brought out in gambling or shopping. But this feeling of let's kick somebody when they're down, that kind of shadow side of our personality, it's in us all. And it's been brought out by these.
Just briefly, though, is there a danger we're blaming Facebook for our failings as parents? Like, it's up to us to kind of regulate this on what our kids are doing. We're not doing that. Is there a danger?
You could say that, but, you know, you could say that, and there's something in it insofar as some children seem to have a free rein and they're at it like all night and very late at night. However, you know, in the 1950s, you know, 10-year-olds were smoking, and there wasn't that big a deal about it because we didn't quite take it seriously enough how unhealthy it was. And then it emerged over the years in long, very protracted court cases to realise that these cigarette companies, they didn't care, they did know a lot about the health implications, and they kind of suppressed a lot of the information. It took many years for us to realise that. And now you don't see so many 10-year-olds smoking the way we, certainly when I was a kid, it was very common to see. And so it's the very same with this. We will find it out, and it will have a very big impact on this generation of young people. And while you could blame the parents, you could also blame the regulation, and you could very much blame the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, multi-billionaires who are just after profit.
Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.